Welcome to Jazz Backstage, a production of jazzonline.com. Featured on this episode is Chick Corea, who talks about composing some of the classic tracks for the band Return to Forever.
Generally, it's really hard to center in on any one piece that I wrote for that period with the quartet. Each piece has quite a story behind it. Captain Senor Mouse, which I remember writing before the quartet got together. It was that way of combining real Latin groove with, I knew, the impactful way that the band would play it. So when I brought Senor Mouse in to rehearsal and started putting it together, the way Stanley and Lenny grabbed the rhythm of it and changed it around to make it sound like it eventually did, and the way Billy Connors took the melody, and especially his solo on the recorded track, is really kind of a masterpiece. So that piece was really realized well by that first quartet. Song to the Pharaoh Kings is a piece that was an experiment of mine in bringing one of 20 short pieces I wrote for the piano called Children's Songs, and I took the theme of number 6 and developed it into a suite. The actual theme of the children's song is stated at the beginning of the suite, and then it goes on into other sections, but that was another attempt to make a piece of music with the band that covered a lot of emotional range in one piece of music. Mystery was the first piece that I wrote with the idea of the quartet playing acoustic instruments. So then when we finally got around to rehearsing and recording a new set of music, Romantic Warrior was my acoustic contribution to that last record we did, which was titled Romantic Warrior. And again, it was conceived kind of as a chamber music piece. Stanley is bowing melodies in there on his bass, but the middle section has a groove that Lenny and Stanley put on it that was just memorable, you know.
This has been Jazz Backstage, a production of JazzOnline.com.